three boys give a persuasive speech because they weren't in school. She assigned them a persuasive speech on why we should get cats. And I succumbed to the pressure of my family outvoting me.
What are the cats' names?
We've got Egon, who was named after the Ghostbuster. We wanted to go Spangler, but instead, my youngest, he liked Caillou, so we went with Leo. So Leo is the cat's name, I believe, on Caillou, too. So we got Leo and Egon.
Go get a puppy if you don't have one, assuming you can take good care of one. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Talk to you then, team.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You've heard us talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his products have given us a great night's rest. But let's talk about his line of towels.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is. Mike's latest offer is on his six-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you need in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. You can get this set for the low price of $39.99. That's only $39.99 with promo code Clay and Buck. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials to get this low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code Clay and Buck to get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase, or call 800-792-3269.
Larry Elder here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. You know, we all get a little bit older every day, and we all experience aches and pains. Many people even struggle just to get out of bed in the morning and face the world. If you're one of them, then you could be exactly the person Relief Factor was made to help. Let me tell you about Catherine in Pennsylvania. She had shoulder aches, and I mean the kind that were ruining her life. She decided to give Relief Factor a try because she'd heard so many of us on the radio singing its praises. And guess what? After only a few weeks, her pain was nearly gone. No side effects, just relief. Many of my friends and I take Relief Factor every single day. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Madeleine Albright, the first woman to lead the State Department, has died. Officials say the former Secretary of State was 84. She had been suffering from cancer. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson says it's vital that Americans be able to trust the fairness of our courts.
Jackson told the panel it's important for the rule of law that the public believe in the judicial system.
And therefore choose to accept the rulings of the courts.
So important, Jackson says. She sees explaining the legal system as part of her job as a judge.
Outreach to the public to explain what it is that we do, inspire.
Republicans using the final day of their questioning to probe Jackson's views on topics like abortion and critical race theory. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden again expressing concern about Russia's potential use of chemical weapons against Ukraine.
As he left the White House for his trip to Europe, the president was asked about the Russian threat of chemical warfare.
I think it's a real threat.
On Monday, the president told business leaders that Vladimir Putin's recent suggestion that Ukraine has biological and chemical weapons is a clear sign he is considering using both of those.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Salem Radio Network, parent company of Town Hall News, is working with two major nonprofit organizations to rush food, water, and emergency supplies to millions of Ukrainian refugees. More information available at srnnews.com. And the FBI warning it has seen increased interest by Russian hackers in energy companies in America since the start of the war in Ukraine, though the Bureau is offering no indication that a specific cyber attack is being planned. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home.
And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later,
you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired. To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rec Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or...
Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, gas prices in Las Vegas have jumped up 32% in the last month, reaching the new average highs every day over the past 2 weeks. AAA reports that as of yesterday, the average price of a gallon of regular gas in Las Vegas was $5.21. That's up 3 cents from Monday, 24 cents over the past week, and $1.27 over the past month. Statewide, the Silver State had an average of $5.13, the second highest average gas price in the nation behind California's $5.86 a gallon. Energy experts say Nevada's recent increase is largely due to refinery issues in California. No surprise, a new report shows Southern Nevada renters are paying more than other tenants across the country. The Zillow.com report puts the typical rent for Las Vegas in February at more than $1,800. That's up nearly 33% from the same month 2 years ago, the fourth largest rental increase among the 50 areas which were measured. Phoenix led the way with more than a 35% increase over the same two-year period. Nationally, rents were up more than 17% over the past 2 years.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Look out for a disabled semi-tractor trailer. That's Interstate 515 northbound after Boulder Highway. The right lane is blocked there. Also, do look for construction delays. That's at the intersection of Charleston and Fremont Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. And that, of course, means Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will join us, by the way. We'll find out what his honeymoon was like and what it's like to have dinner at an adjoining table to the former president of the United States. I think that's going to be so much fun. We got a big show today. We're going to get started with the governor's race and the new polling that's out. Joe Lombardo leads the pack, 28%. Former Senator Dean Heller next at 22%. North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee at 13%, Reno lawyer Joey Gilbert, 9%. And believe it or not, Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore had 5%, and she has switched races. She is running in the state treasurer's race. We'll talk more about that as we go along. What is interesting is there's still a lot of undecideds. There are a lot of undecideds, and by the way, bringing up the rear, Fred Simon, 3% of the vote. Guy Nora got 1%, 2% opted for another candidate. And get this, 17% are undecided. They just don't know. There are 16 candidates for governor. By the way, the poll in the U.S. Senate race is certainly not as close as a lot of people thought. We'll talk about that, but it showed that Adam Laxalt had 57% of the Republican primary vote. So 57% for Adam Laxalt, Sam Brown with 19%. They both want to have the opportunity to challenge Catherine Cortez Masto. I am very honored to have a gentleman that I don't know. I've never met him, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't know him until he filed. He is Manny Kess. He is a Republican candidate for treasurer, and Manny Kess joins us. Manny, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
You are going to be pitted against a well-known political candidate here in this community, Michelle Fiore. And I guess my question is, why did you run? You have a wonderful life, I'm sure. Why run? Why run in this race?
Well, I didn't wake up a week ago and decide to run. I started this race 15 months ago. And it was because during the pandemic, I owned several businesses. And because of one individual's decision of who was essential and who wasn't, all of my businesses came to a crashing halt. So coupled with that, most of my employees are independent contractors. We were not eligible to get PPP loans because in the fine print, it said clearly that you have to be on payroll. So I was left frustrated watching TV, seeing casinos getting millions of dollars, professional sports teams getting tens of millions, but a business owner got no relief. And after 6 months of yelling at my TV, one of my best friends just said, Manny, stop complaining. Get involved. And my question to him was, what do you mean? How can I get involved? This is government telling us who can survive and who can't. He's like, well, then run for government and change it. So I spend a few weeks looking at the different races, and I align myself with the state treasurer's race because as a business owner, I know how to stretch a dollar. I know how to make payroll. I know how to balance a budget. So that is what drew me to this race, and that's one of the many reasons why I chose to leave my, as you said earlier, great life and get into a life of service.
I think it's absolutely great. Manny Kess joining us. He's Republican candidate for treasurer. For those that don't know you, they don't know your businesses, why don't you take some time, and I'll give you as much time as you want, kind of a biographical update on who you are, where you came from, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure. So I've been living in Las Vegas for 11 years. I'm originally born and raised in New York City. As a kid, growing up, I decided I was a professional. I played soccer throughout high school. I had all these scholarships, but I was taught about the service academies, and I took a few trips to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, to the Merchant Marine Academy, and also to the Naval Academy. And I was just in awe of what I saw, the service, the respect, the camaraderie. So I was very lucky where I was accepted into the Naval Academy. And I attended the U.S. Naval Academy until my father passed away during my freshman year. So my first challenge in life was my father passing away when I was a young kid. I left the Naval Academy and I started working. Fast forward to 2008, we had the national economic collapse, well, global economic collapse, where Manhattan literally overnight became a ghost town. One of the busiest, bustling cities in the world, overnight, most people lost everything. And I did not escape that. I went from being a successful business owner to being broke to having to file for bankruptcy because I lived in a state at the time which didn't care about the individual. All they cared about was getting their piece. So 2010, I was broke, looking for a new career. And one of my friends lived in Las Vegas at the time, said, Manny, you need to come out here. This is a very pro-business friendly state. Low cost of living, no state income tax. You can actually work, make money, and at the end of the year, you have something left over. So I moved here in 2011, and I started in hospitality. I worked at a place called Light Republic. It was a pool at the MGM, and I got to know the city. And a year after that, I created my company, the Kess Group. So over the past 10 years, I've grown the Kess Group along with some family and some amazing staff to one of the largest hospitality companies in Las Vegas, where we employ over 14 people and we bring millions of dollars of revenue into the state. And we do that by planning people's trips here. So there's a group coming from Texas or New York or California, wherever the case might be, want to come to Las Vegas. What we do is plan their trip, hotel rooms, restaurants, nightclubs, pool parties. They want to go shoot guns. They want to race in the desert, dune buggies. We create an experience. And I love that because we make sure people have a great time. So what happens? They want to come back again, and they want to bring their friends. So we're creating an environment which only makes people love Las Vegas and Nevada more.
I think it's great.
So that's one of my companies that I own. I'm also a partner in a gun manufacturing company. I own a few supplement companies. So I am, at this point in my life, a serial entrepreneur, but I would have nothing if it wasn't for the state. If I didn't move here, and if this state did not embrace me with open arms and afford me the opportunity to work hard and make something for myself, I don't even know where I'd be today. So my goal is to give back and to help others that have also dealt with adversity, that have also had to deal with loss, whether it's personal or family. Life is not easy, but it's what you make of it that matters. And I've been very blessed where I've had two tremendously traumatic events happen in my life, but I didn't give up. I fought, and I want to share my story so I could be someone else's light, because people go through things every day, especially coming out of this pandemic. I want people to say, if this guy can do it, then I could do it.
You are the embodiment of the American dream. You have fought back. You have battled back. Manny Kess joining us, Republican candidate for treasurer. What will the focus be for the race? Can you talk a little bit about what this thing? It's a two-person race. You and Michelle Fiore. Can you talk a little bit about what this race will be about?
Sure. It's, for me, it's been about the same thing that it's been about for 15 months. We need to bring businesses back. That is one of the lifelines of our state. We are so heavily dependent on the mining and on the gaming that we've been left behind in everything else. There's so many other sectors that we are not focused on. So we need to continue to become a business-friendly state so that other companies that are leaving California, for example, are not going to Tennessee and Texas and Arizona. They're not flying over us. They're actually staying here, and they're moving here, and they're creating more opportunities. And my focus is bring business back, fix our education problem. We are at the bottom, depending on what poll, we're either 49th or 50th. We're the lowest K-12 education in the nation. So what does that actually mean for us? It means professionals, doctors, teachers are not moving here, because if you have a young child or two, you don't want to come here and have to put them in private school and spend $10,000-$15,000 per child. So by having such a poor education, we are crippling ourselves by not allowing professionals to come here. And the most important thing, as far as the state treasurer's concerned, the position, is we need transparency and accountability. We have this $9 billion budget, but you and I and have no idea where this money goes. We legalized marijuana with the focus being that that tax revenue would go to the education, but it hasn't. So we need a state treasurer who actually will call people out, see where the money is, and make sure it goes where it's supposed to go. And the last thing about my personal campaign is I have over $500,000 cash on hand. So my focus over the next few months is for every Nevadan to have an opportunity to get to know who I am. And that's why I'm so honored to be on your show and many others. But I have been going up and down the state for 15 months. That has not stopped. And you're going to continue to hear my name, because it's imperative that we have people in office that use common sense, that have a business background, and that are actually a success story. They don't just talk about things. They actually follow it up and they do it.
Now that you've had a chance to get out and meet a lot of people around the state, and again, you're going to be running statewide. That means 17 counties. And I guess my question is, what are you hearing from voters? What is the dissatisfaction they have with this administration right now?
Well, voters share many of the same thoughts that I share. They're very disappointed in that they go to the gas station and prices continue to go up. They go to the supermarket and prices continue to go up. If you have a car and it breaks down, you have to wait a few months for parts because we have a massive supply chain issue. And yet you turn on the news and you see that we're sitting there giving foreign aid to other countries and we're getting involved in many other problems when we're not taking care of all the problems that we have here. So it's frustration. It's people being tired of the same politicians and the same people saying that they want to create change, but that change never happens. And most people, they just don't trust government. They're tired of it because it's a mouthpiece with nothing backing it up. So we have an opportunity with individuals like myself who have never wanted to be in politics, that are frustrated and have decided to be of service and to actually get in there and create change.
You were going to be the lone representative on the Republican side for state treasurer at the last minute in the final hours before the filing deadline. Michelle Fiore, a city councilwoman here in Las Vegas, jumped into the race. How does that change the dynamics of this race?
Honestly, it doesn't really change much for me. I always expected somebody to get into my race. I never expected it to be handed to me. Like everything in my life, I've had to fight for it. So the reality is the only thing that's changed now is that I simply have to continue to make the office the most transparent in the country, and it continue to just fight. And by having a primary opponent, it's probably just going to bring more spotlight to my race, where before I didn't have that spotlight. And also, what it does is it makes me just speed up my timeline. So you're going to be hearing about me much sooner than I had anticipated. That's why I mentioned earlier I have $500,000 in my account that I wasn't going to start using until later on this year. But now it's just a reason to start a little sooner than expected.
Manny, if people want to help you, if they listen to you and they say, hey, this guy makes sense, I really need to help him out, what is it you need? What is it your campaign needs?
Well, the reality of it is you need to get out there, travel the state, advertise, go on shows like yours, take out billboards. So the lifeline of a campaign is always donations. I'd love people to go on my website, which is www.manny4nv.com. So it's MannyForNY.com. They can learn more about me, and I would love to earn their support with a donation. They can also sign up to volunteer. We can put signs up. They can help with mailers. It's all about transparency and getting out there and having people know who you are so that they can have a very good understanding of who they're supporting. I think in the past 10, 15 years, we just blindly supported candidates based on what party they were. We never took the time to research candidates. And it's imperative now, as we've seen in the past 5 years, that people just don't follow what they say. They make blanket statements and then they leave you hanging. So for me, it's important that people get to know who I am so they have an educated opinion. And I'm very confident once they find out about me and my story and why I've decided to do this, they will support me.
Manny, it's great
and
to
honestly.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Kevin. The goal here is I want to know about people's struggles. I want to help them. I'm not getting into office because it's fun. It's not fun. It's a civic duty to help people. So I welcome people emailing me. I welcome questions because that's the only way that I could do my job better.
And how can they email you?
My personal email is manny@manny4nv.com.
One more time.
And I welcome Manny, M-A-N-N-Y, @manny4nv.com. I welcome all questions, any concerns, if people are struggling. I want to help people. This is why I took on this challenge. And this is why I'm going to succeed, because my heart's in the right place, and I've dedicated myself 15 months so far, and we have a long way to go, but together we can create change. And that is the most important thing that I want to stress. This is not about me. It's about we. Together, we can create change.
Manny, I look forward to meeting you in more than just a radio sense. Hopefully, we can meet up at some point in person when you're down here and you're going to be campaigning. Let me know where you're going to be, and we'll make sure we hook up, okay?
I look forward to that. Again, I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Manny. Manny Kess, he is a Republican candidate for state treasurer, running against Michelle Fiore, and a compelling personal story, interesting personal story. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
You owe money to the IRS? You have years of unfiled tax returns? Thoughts of the IRS keeping you up at night? You're not alone. I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph. The tax attorneys at Randolph Law Firm can resolve your IRS problems and give you a fresh start. Call today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online.